Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Reassurance is knowing our pensions will be supporting you in the years ahead. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension today.
I know many people, many of you listening to me this evening, will be either trying to finish up work, or maybe you're already finished and you are on the road to wherever you are eating the turkey this year. I want to hear how things are going. Wherever you are, let us know what the trains or the traffic or indeed the planes are like. WhatsApp us on, safely of course, on 0870 32 32 32 or text 51551. I'd love to hear what it's like out there. We are expecting the roads to be busy. Airports are, of course, busy this time of year, and indeed the trains as well. And because of that, we have, I'm delighted to say, our traffic reporter with us, Hugh Hick. Hugh, you're very welcome.
Happy Christmas Eve, Katie.
Happy Christmas Eve, Eve. What are we expecting traffic to be like this evening?
So, I mean, I think you said a very important point there, which is, you know, this is a day where a lot of different people are in different points of their Christmas celebration. Some people have already started it. Some people are maybe starting it at around lunchtime today, and some people will be finishing up later. So it does mean that our usual traffic expectations are slightly different than usual. So what we're going to see less of is the usual commuter routes, what we call in the traffic industry the usual suspects. They're possibly going to be lighter today, but what I'm going to be keeping a particular eye on as the evening progresses are those kind of like intercity routes. And we know ourselves, there are those pinch points, and I'm just having a quick look at what's come into us so far. And already, for example, in Dublin, we're starting to see around by the M50, just as it gets there onto the M11. That's a really popular exit point for Dublin. So already we're starting to see a lot of traffic just building there at the M50 merge, getting onto Junction 5, Bray North. You're also just going to see quite a bit of localised traffic, like pockets here and there, that's possibly not going to ruin your day, but may hold you up a few extra minutes.
Yeah, there's a lot of cars on the road. Just, I was driving up around the Dundrum Still Organ area this morning, like mid-morning. Like, there's very heavy traffic for that time of the day.
Well, it is the popular time of year. Anywhere where there's a shopping centre, you are going to find extra traffic. So one thing, you know, as Mammy Hick always said, plan ahead if you are heading to one of these places. I'll be keeping an eye on those routes myself this evening, and I'll try to keep you abreast. But yeah, it's probably better even before you head out this evening, if you are planning a journey, just to see if you can get any information on those routes and even check a few of your options, because quite often in these areas, there's a few different ways to get to where you want to go.
Yeah, there's no doubt that the peak traffic is edging earlier and earlier with every passing month, particularly around this time of year, isn't it?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, it is funny how seasonal traffic is. You know, particularly around this time of year, some people are kind of leaving work early if they can. And it does mean that it does throw your expectations into sway a bit. And I know myself, you know, you get into a rhythm with traffic in terms of expecting certain places to be busy. And it's just at this time of year that it's worth maybe, as I say, just looking ahead at those routes.
Public transport then, what sort of delays or what kind of availability of public transport is going to be laid on over the next few days?
Well, I think the important thing to start with is today it's mostly business as usual. The one that's kind of, I always think, likely to catch people out a bit is tomorrow, because that's when a lot of public transport will be finishing early, around about 9 p.m. So if you're like myself and you like going out, getting a bit of the Christmas Eve atmosphere, it's worth just bearing that in mind and making sure you know how you're going to get home and timing appropriately. Then obviously Christmas Day.
So you're saying the last bus is likely to leave
At 9 p.m. Okay. Depending on the service, it can be between 8 and 9 p.m. So again, it's worth just checking that out before you go. And Transport for Ireland, on their website, they do have a full list of all the services for easy access.
And then over Christmas Day and Stephen's Day?
So Christmas Day, as you probably know, if you ever look out your window on Christmas Day, there's nothing running. Everyone's there. So Christmas Day, you'll need to bear that in mind with your transport arrangements. Then from Stephen's Day onwards, most bus services are running again on Stephen's Day. Irish Rail services aren't. After Stephen's Day, you do need to, I suppose, it gets a little more complicated with different services running to different weekend schedules. So again, for that information, it's worth looking ahead if you are planning any journeys. And again, that Transport for Ireland website is a really great resource for that.
Okay. Well, look, we will be back with you and hear more from you later on in the programme. And as I say, anyone out there that wants to let us know what they're seeing, where they are on their road home, we would love to hear from you again. That's 0870 32 32 32. I want to go now, though, to Graham McQueen of the DAA to get a flavour of what it's like at our airports. Graham, you're very welcome.
Thanks, Katie. Thanks for having me on.
Low-key addicted, as my young ones would say, to watching those emotional reunions at the airport over the last number of days. Have things been going smoothly for you?
Yeah, really good, Katie. It's been a great Christmas so far, and it's been our busiest one ever, the biggest numbers ever going through Dublin Airport at Christmas. Cork Airport really busy as well. And you say addicted to watching the videos. Me and my team are addicted to making them, because everywhere you look in the airport this week, there's just been hugs and kisses and, you know, reunions galore. And it's a pretty special time, and, you know, it's quite a privilege actually to be able to capture that, and happy to show it on our social media to the world.
But in terms of delays or cancellations, how have things been?
Yeah, no, it's been really good today again. Look, the weather's very favourable. Everybody's getting where they need to get to on time, which is great. Another busy day tomorrow, though. I was just looking there at the schedule for the morning, and before 9 o'clock in the morning tomorrow, we've got about 20 flights coming in from North America. So it's going to stay busy tomorrow. We'll have about 30,000 arrivals coming in tomorrow on Christmas Eve. So, and then flights will keep going up until about 11:15 tomorrow night. So the team there working very hard to get everyone away, but it's all going really, really smoothly so far. And look, next week's going to be really busy. We take Christmas Day off. The airport shuts on Christmas Day, but the numbers down for next week to travel in that Christmas, that period between Christmas and New Year, really high. But again, the team will be there to make sure everybody gets on their way, and we're not expecting any problems.
In terms of when you're looking at that many people going through the airport, are you advising people to maybe give themselves a bit of extra time to make sure they'll get through security?
Security is pretty good. I mean, looking there today is a really busy day, and you're looking at less than 10 minutes in T1 and T2. I think where I'd probably recommend you give yourself more time is probably if you're checking in bags. What we see at this time of the year, especially with a lot of people coming home for longer, you know, or coming home for maybe a week or 10 days, they've got a lot of luggage with them. So there's probably going to be more luggage on your flight. The check-in queues might be that little bit longer. So if you are checking in luggage at the airport, maybe just give yourself that little bit of extra time. But look, we're still recommending 2 hours before short haul, 3 hours before long haul. And if you stick to those, you're going to be absolutely fine.
And any traffic problems around the airport, getting into the airport or getting out of the airport?
No, so far so good. We did have a little sticky point this afternoon that when a set of the traffic lights went down, but that was fixed pretty quickly. Tomorrow, look, we'll get a lot of meters and greeters out tomorrow to welcome people home. Everybody tends to be off tomorrow, a lot of people certainly, so they'll be out to the airport to welcome people home. So if you are travelling out to the airport to pick someone up, you can expect the roads to be busy. But look, our airport police team will be working very hard with An Garda Síochána to take away any pinch points pretty quickly. So we're expecting it to be okay, but you know, just err on the side of caution if you are travelling to the airport tomorrow.
Indeed, you always have to do that. And the really important question, Graham, is will the skies be clear for Santi? Because he'll obviously be looking for permission to come through Irish airspace in the next 24 hours.
I think it'll be the first question I'm asked when I walk in the door with my kids tonight as well. And look, the news is good. The forecast is looking really good. There'll be a bit of wind, but that's okay. That'll get the sleigh in nice and quickly. So we're expecting no problems. Our last flight will come in, as I say, about 11:15, a flight from Tenerife. And once we've got that in, we'll close off the airspace, and then it's free for Santa and the reindeers to come in. The air traffic control team will be there to give him any help that he needs along the way. And look, all eyes will be on the sky to see that big red nose coming in.
That is great news. Great news, Graham. Many thanks for that. That is Graham McQueen there of the DAA with all the airport news. And now I am joined on the line by Claire Percy, Director of External Communications at Dublin Port. Claire, you're very welcome.
Hi, Katie. Happy Christmas Eve Eve.
Happy Christmas Eve Eve, indeed. I think sometimes people might forget that the ferry ports are very busy this time of year. You're lucky as well with the weather this year.
Absolutely, yeah. We are very attentive to the weather, and I'm as Graeme was saying, the weather is pretty settled, meaning that hopefully passengers coming into Dublin Port should be enjoying pretty smooth sailing this Christmas, which is great. So things are busy at Dublin Airport, Dublin Port, busy but manageable. But really, Christmas starts very early in Dublin Port, so exporters and retailers are gearing up for Christmas as early as August. And as you say, we tend not to be in the headlines around Christmas in terms of passenger numbers. We're kind of better known for our freight with 165 billion euros worth of trade coming through the port. But we do have a lot of passengers at Dublin Port as well, about 1.6 million each year. And about a tenth of them come through the port with Stena and Irish Ferries at this time of year, back and forth to the UK via Holyhead, and then also with a direct sailing to Sherbrooke every day. So there's a steady flow of people coming in at the moment and enjoying those smooth sailings.
Yeah, and I imagine people who might maybe fly at other times of the year might have a lot of Christmas presents and other stuff to bring, and would maybe prefer to bring the car with them at this time of year.
Absolutely. There are lots of reasons that people choose to sail at this time of year. And as you say, one of those is that you can bring the car and fill it up to the roof with goodies for friends and family. But, you know, some people like to travel with children and give them a bit of space to run around, or they don't wish to fly for whatever reason, or they want to bring a pet, particularly their dogs. So we're delighted to be able to facilitate people, no matter what their reason is, for preferring to sail at this time of year. And we have a good mix of people coming in with their cars and also foot passengers. So people do what suits them, I guess, at this time of year.
And are we missing some of the emotional reunions that you're having at the port then?
Well, we probably don't have the same flow of people. We don't have the numbers of people that Graeme and the guys in the airport would have. But nonetheless, for a lot of people, coming home for Christmas is very significant, whether they're coming in on a ferry, getting that first glimpse of the Great South Wall and the Poolbeg Lighthouse. It's very nostalgic to come into Dublin that way. Amazing views. And we do have a lot of very emotional reunions at the port as well, but just not to the scale that the airport would see. But definitely, we're a very important route back home for lots of people for whom flying doesn't work this year.
And indeed, a very important route for all the packages
and
prizes that have to.
Claire. That's right. And
yeah, go on.
And Kate, just one other thing to say. Graeme was talking about Santa coming in over Irish airspace this year. But one of the other things that we're seeing a lot is Santa coming via Dublin Port for grown-ups. We're seeing a lot of car imports, particularly for the January 261 market. So Santa will be coming to grown-ups via Dublin Port this year as well. So we're delighted to be able to keep that Christmas spirit running a little bit longer.
Okay, that's great. Thank you for that. That is Claire Percy there, Director of Communications at Dublin Port, with that update.